Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Less really more? Well, you'll find out, because we have less controversy, more information, more communication here on the Good Day program. Stick around, you'll find out. Remember the old George Bush used to say, "I'm the decider." And then there's an old expression, "To not decide is to decide," right? Isn't that, if you don't decide,
yeah,
then you made a decision.
To not decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, how? What's the story? What's the secret to making good decisions? I think it depends on upbringing a lot of times, and what it is that you've been taught to think about fear. Fear. People make, most people, I'm sorry to say, make decisions out of fear. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. Those decisions are always the wrong ones. When they say, well, what about fear? What is it, fear of flight? When you're,
oh, yeah, fight or right. Flight or freeze or fall.
That's it. Yeah, yeah,
those
exactly.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and when you're reacting in such a way, that's exactly what it is. You're reacting, mm-hmm, rather than responding.
Yep. So your life is defined by the decision you make every single day. When you choose one option over another option, whether you're selecting a restaurant or you're considering maybe moving from one place to another, these are all things that help, either in a big way or a small way, this shapes your life. And so think about how you make a decision. That's what I'm asking you. Because the process can be so empowering, it can be so fun, it's so energetic, it's so enjoyable when you figure, okay, this is my decision. I'm making it, I'm sticking to my guns. That's the old expression, right? Even if it causes anxiety among others. If it's okay, unless it really, you know, makes a mess of your relationships and stuff. And then if you've made decisions that your partner doesn't like, and they're serious ones, then I'm in the right partnership. All these things should be discussed, I think, as you build a relationship. But mostly decisions are individual, right? Sometimes people, relatives, sometimes spouses, sometimes colleagues, make decisions. They discuss things. They make decisions. Sometimes they're difficult ones, like who do you hire and who do you fire? Those sort of things, those business things. Who do you stay with? Who do you divorce? You know, that kind of stuff. Do I stay in this job? I love it, but I'm not getting paid enough. Or do I go work in another job that I get paid more, but I'm not going to enjoy as much? Wow. What a difficult decision that is. We were talking about that earlier on, too, about making decisions as to, you know, and Jay had a good point. I forget whether we had this conversation on the air or off the air, because sometimes they just run into each other, these
we
conversations.
We do need to start recording conversations,
yeah,
that we have off air and add,
right,
that to the podcast.
So, yeah, and I think that's a good idea, by the way. I'm all for that. Seriously, I would like to do that. Let's do that. It's a good part. The things that we talk about are usually, oftentimes they're either about us, but they're ancillary to the things we're talking about on the air. Sometimes either things we haven't had time to finish discussing, or we don't want to, for whatever the reason, we don't want to talk about it on the air. But in the case of things like retirement or working, Jay made a very good point. Costs keep going up for everything. Everything, inflation. But is the amount of money you're getting paid for your job, is that going up? And if the boss isn't making more money, if the company isn't, how can they pay you more? So where does it start, or where does it stop? It isn't, the company can't charge more for what it's doing, therefore they can't pay you any bit anymore. But yet other companies are getting away with charging more. And so how does this confusion ring,
yes,
here under the circumstances? So it's all, these decisions are about your destiny. Sometimes, again, they're not life and death, but sometimes they are. But please, the choices you make are yours. They're not others. And so you need to be satisfied with the outcome of the choices that you make. And if they are a reflection of your desires, that's cool. You have power over yourself. Others do not have power over you. You can let them have power over you, but they don't really. If you take a stand, and again, sometimes they're very painful. More often than not, I think I see these things when men and women who are together for a while, they've had a good life to a point, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's mostly people, the intimacy fades when you get over 40 with a lot of folks.
Well, and sometimes people just grow apart, and
yeah,
sometimes it's you almost want to identify things, and maybe you need a marriage counselor or a therapist to help out with this, but it is better to be cordial and happy apart than to
yep.
be miserable and stay
yeah.
married. And yeah, and sometimes people have that, or you wait too long to where there's just no hope for even a calm divorce, where
yep.
there's just so much animosity, there's no coming back from it. That's miserable too. Then you're miserably married and miserable in divorce.
Everybody has a gift. The good news of the day is that your gift hopefully has allowed you to fill a special place in your community, in your world, in your influential circle. Nobody else can do what you do. There's something about you that's unique, and that is what makes for good radio listening. I think that I am a very unique person, and I'm happy to extol and evaluate the things as I see them, tell you those stories. Jay, the same thing. Very interesting point of view based on experiences. Sometimes it's based just on who you are. My daughter used to tell me when she was, you know, I remember when she was like in junior high school, she didn't want me to have anything to do with her friends. I don't want my father around. I don't want him to talk. I don't want him, because everything you say at that age is embarrassing. Right? Did you think that way about your father when you were 13 years old?
No. I was the one that was hanging out at home, and
my
friends wanted to see me. They had to come hang out at my house, too.
Ah, okay. So it was a good place to hang out. Although our place was a good place to hang out. The kids were with me after we got divorced. The kids were with me on the weekends. And it was Megan at first didn't like. Brendan always liked being on the farm. His friends would come around, and they'd, you know, play on the tractors and stuff. But Megan, I can't go. Those smelly animals, I don't want my friends. I'm embarrassed. And my father has cows.
And I bet, you know what, her friends were always probably like, can we please go see the animals?
Yeah, I go see the cows. Yes. We see whatever else. We had lots of different animals around. Anyway, so the point is that honor that which is different about you. Don't be a complier. Be individually. One of the blessings of you is that you have different fingerprints than everybody else, and that means, and your DNA is different, so you're different. And live that life. That's a gift. Love it as much as you can. It's a value to you and to the world, and frankly, I think not in modest terms. You're different. So embrace
yeah.
it, I guess that's the bottom
yeah,
line.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say it, embrace it.
Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine, you may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this, I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, it's healthy
yeah,
to take your mind off.
Yeah, break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of? Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter, or his sister, is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match, apparently, for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Woof.
And like the family wasn't a match. But when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
it. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would, if my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God. Think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. Because you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an SCP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
One thing you can be sure of, when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, there are always great things to talk about with regard to you and your pets. Warren and I were just talking off air about the homeless problem in Los Angeles. It's a problem in a lot of places, but probably not so demonstrative anywhere else other than Los Angeles. So what happens if somebody is homeless and they have a pet? How do they? That's been one of the things when people are out on the sidewalk when they're looking for money, and I see a dog, I kind of want to give to help the dog. If I see somebody smoking or they've got new shoes or something on, then I won't give them any money. But if they have an animal, I might. Am I being played?
No, you're not. I have several callers on my show, Doug, that call in from time to time. A couple of them are homeless. They live in their van, or one lives in their car. One's been in their van for 5 years.
Wow.
But I've been speaking to these people for several years, and they've tried to get other places. But the problem is you can't get a place if you have a dog or you have cats, and they have a couple. So they live in their van. I got to tell you, they make sure their dogs eat. They make sure their cats get veterinary care before they do. And it's their kind of life at this point in their life. That's what they're doing. I try to help myself. Listen, can I help you find a home? Maybe I can help you find a job, get you. And right now, their main concern is taking care of the animals. And every time they've tried to get help in the past, they would have had to separate from their dogs or cats, and they refuse to do so. So some of them are really legitimate reasons, you know, lost a job, some mental issues, obviously.
Yeah.
But when it comes to caring for dogs and cats, or their dogs and cats, they love them just as much as you and I do.
Have you followed Anthony Hopkins and his wife, who are remarkable folks when it comes to pets? There's an organization that reunites pets with the soldiers who saved them. It's called Paws of War. And I wonder what you know about them and what Hopkins and his wife have done to help the reuniting, if you will, of the dogs. I think there are a couple of organizations actually that do this, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several. In fact, there's organizations that actually take care of a soldier's dog or cat when they're deployed, and then they come back and they can get their dog or cat back. I'm not familiar with them specifically, but it's just an amazing thing that they do. Is some people, I remember just recently I read an article about a guy that was stationed in Afghanistan, and there was a dog he worked with in Afghanistan, and the dog was left there, and they were recently reunited. I think it's just the absolute, first of all, we should never leave our dogs behind when we leave. That's number one right off the bat. They're part of us. They're part of our military. Take them home. But a lot of these dogs were not trained dogs. They were just, you know, puppies that people found while they were on deployment there, and they want to bring home. And many of them have came home. It's a great idea. If Anthony, I'm not familiar with Anthony Hopkins doing it, but anyone who's bringing these animals and putting them together with their veterans, a great idea. Great idea.
I saw the story of a stray dog who was found, and as he was found, the person who found the dog had a huge tumor. Tumor was larger than his head. And the dog apparently got connected to a team of vets at Texas A&M, 9-year-old Labrador. His name is Jake, and he was found just wandering around in Waco with this huge mass on the side of his neck. And this group, A Long Way Home Adoptables is the name of the group, took him in, found a foster home for him, and then got the vets at Texas A&M over in Stephenville. I'm a great supporter of that. They have a great college there, School of Veterinary Medicine. Doctors diagnosed the mass, a tumor of his salivary gland, and it was cancerous, and it had spread to his ear, but they operated on him, and I guess at the moment, anyway, he's okay. But
there are some
all that.
There's some amazing people. I work with a great organization. In fact, they just left America, and they're working in the southern part of Mexico. Major, major problem. The dogs don't nearly have a shot down there, and they're living in junkyards and eating.
Right, yeah.
So it's this great group, and what they're doing is they're rescuing, and they just sent me a photo of a mom and a bunch of puppies. I try to help them out when they find homes for them with any behavior issues they may be having. But this is how some people are amazing. They actually left America, very successful people, moved to Mexico, and now all they do is rescue these dogs in southern Mexico. There's some amazing people out there. You know, the big groups get the credit. Send money here, send money there. But it's the small mom and pops that really do the work.
So to go back to the actual problem this dog had, and I wonder how many people need to know about this. In Jake's case, saliva built up because this tumor obstructed his ducts. D-U-C-T-S. And I wonder if that happens to other dogs that have the same kind of a problem. Is it likely that you're going to have a problem with certain breeds that don't have the ability to clean themselves out as much as you'd like to think that they do?
Certain breeds have certain problems. So before you get a mixed breed, that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to get a dog, make sure you check it out thoroughly first.
Heinz 57. I say that having an English bulldog, but
there you go.
At any rate, yeah, it's always great. All the advice from Warren, check it all out every week. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Over the weekend, thousands gathered at a Texas megachurch for the first Sunday services following a shooting incident where a woman fired a rifle in the sanctuary. Pastor Joel Osteen presented it as a special service focused on healing. The shooter, who had a documented history of mental illness, was killed. Her 7-year-old son remains in critical condition. The U.S. conducted strikes against Houthi anti-ship cruise missiles and vessels on Saturday, including an unmanned underwater vessel the Iranian-backed rebel group has used. 5 strikes in total were conducted against 3 anti-ship cruise missiles, 1 unmanned underwater vessel, and 1 unmanned surface vessel. Parts of California are under evacuation warnings due to heavy rain. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of the state through Tuesday as another atmospheric river approaches from the coast. Much of California remains saturated from a recent powerful storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Lots of great ideas here on the Good Day program every single day. Your ideas, our ideas. There's no dumb, the only dumb question is the one that hasn't been asked. So you got questions? Share them with us at 855-999-DOUG. Here's the story of a giraffe that fell on a family car, smashes the windshield. This was at the Texas Wildlife Center, so you'd think they would have them sort of under better control. So the giraffe apparently just fell down on top of the car, and this young lady, Carrie Hill, was visiting the Wildlife Center with her teenage sons and her granddaughter. The giraffe approached their car and then poked its head through the sunroof. Miss Hill stopped the car. She took a photo of the animal, and then it lost its balance and fell down on the car.
I would love to hear the phone conversation when they called their insurance.
Yeah, right. Excuse me, yes. A giraffe fell in our car. Yeah, lady, sure it did.
Can't say I heard that one before. What really happened?
Uh-huh. What happens when you call Liberty Mutual or Geico, right? That little Geico guy. What's Liberty Mutual has an emu, right?
Call them. Yes.
Is there any insurance company that has a giraffe as a sort of a symbol? I don't think so. Maybe they might.
I mean, there was the Toys R Us toy store had the giraffe, Jeffrey.
Oh, right, yes. Aren't they bringing those toys? Isn't that like Christmas time? They sort of, some stores add the old Toys R Us logo, and they, I thought that was something that was going on.
You can still buy things online from Toys R Us, of the department stores does, like, carry them in their store. I think it's Macy's. Am I Dillard's? Mm-hmm. Does Dillard's even still exist?
Maybe.
I think it's Macy's.
Yeah. So what happened to the giraffe? I don't really care about the car. The people are all okay.
Right.
What happened to the giraffe? The giraffe pulled its head out and it's okay? I don't see anything that suggests that either the giraffe was okay or not okay.
No, yeah, the giraffe was able to regain its footing.
Okay, good. And the park was happy to remind everybody they didn't assume any liability for the incidents involving their animals.
There are a lot of videos that float around online of people who take their families to these different kind of wildlife reserves where you can put your window down and you can buy a cup of feed and feed some of these animals and how some of them, like, and these are animals and you have food. They're not just going to, like, walk up next to your car and wait patiently. They stick their heads inside the car.
All right.
And you have these, like, these kids are just terrified and screaming. And it's poor things.
Well, I've had that happen on the farm because we take tours around the farm, put people in a wagon and give them a lot of bread. The cows love it. The cows come up to the wagon. They stick their nose in the wagon. There's a picture that I took, and I don't know, I think it was before you were with me, when my grandson was two and a half years old, and we had him in the back seat of the car, and I decided we'd drive out into the pasture with the cows. Window was down. Cow stuck her nose in the car. Miles didn't know what to think of it. He kind of freaked out at first, and then his mother, who was sitting in the back seat with him, said, no, it's okay. Cows are friendly. Cows are fun. Cows are good. Don't worry about it. So after that, he always enjoyed. But Megan had those same experiences, both of my children. Well, they were never afraid of them because they grew up around it. When you grow up around something, any experience, you're not going to be afraid of them. And there's really, that's one of the reasons I do what I do on the farm, because I want people not to be afraid of these animals just because they're big.
Yeah. You become desensitized to the nuance of it.
Right.
And it's just, it really is. I think when you spend so much time with animals that you might normally be afraid of, you realize they have personality. Like, I grew up terrified of dogs, until I got my Daisy. And then I realized, oh my goodness, dogs are so incredibly
amazing. You didn't have dogs? Your mom and dad didn't have dogs?
No, I had cats. I had cats. That's in the turtle growing up. I didn't, and all of the dogs I'd been around, some of them were nice, and there were certain dogs I was not afraid of, but as a whole, I was afraid of dogs because I also had experiences with really mean dogs. But then you realize, like, they are just so, they're such beautiful creatures, and the human race doesn't deserve dogs. They are so beautiful. They are so wonderful.
Not all dogs, like, not all people are created equal, even though the Constitution says all people are created equally. They are equal, not equally, but I don't think that's necessarily true. How I would summarize what I would say in summarizing this is that when we are born, when beings are born, not just you and me, human beings, but beings of any size, shape, or color, there's perfection there, and then what they do to adapt to their world may change that. And an example of that is that bear is another animal story. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago with the bear who attacked the Navy veteran and tore his jaw off? And now the veteran is coming forward after this horrific attack. He's in Montana, just kind of on a little vacation. He decided he would thank. He got all of the story here is that he's so grateful for the kindness that he got from people all over the place. This fellow's name is Rudy Norlander, joined by his daughters Ashley and Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
And the surgeon that put his face back together were answering questions during a press conference to sort of reintroduce him to the world.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a survivor, no doubt. And he wrote down the answers to the questions people were giving him.
Yeah. What a mess, though. Imagine. He also had a mangled knee from the experience as well. This is something, yeah, you got to know where you are and what you're, if you're in a wildlife area, but there's the signs you say don't feed the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out in the wild, you are going to be, if you're in, you know, a lot of these places that have these huge hundreds of acres, excuse me, some of these public parks, there are going to be bears there. So there are going to be most lions there. There are going to be lots of beings there.
And you know what? You're correct when you point out that there are signs that say these animals are in the area, don't feed them. But there's not often signs right there on the paths that say, hey, if you come across this animal, here's what to do or here's what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, I think they get scared. They freak out. They run. That's when they get chased. Isn't it whenever you do a come up to something, like whether it's a mountain lion or a bear or whatever, you stay facing it, you stay looking at it, but then you back away slowly?
Yes, I think that is the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Apparently they were out tracking a deer, the family was, and the bear came upon them. And that's when all this happened. So anyway, surgery was very expensive, and the youngsters set up a GoFundMe campaign. They've got $64,000 so far for their father's recovery. They didn't, I don't know if they ever found the bear or not. How do you, this was a 10-foot tall grizzly bear.
My goodness, the fact that he is alive, that is a miracle.
Yeah.
And he had his first bear encounter when he was 10 that he was somehow miraculously was able to walk away from.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't be that eager to go to some of those places, frankly. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report listening to these people? Yeah, cavities especially. Certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O. Nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? Put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E, is her name, right?
Yeah,
it's
almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's. A Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there's a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure
coming
on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential... what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what do they find out? Is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that?
Yeah, some kind of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting...
Sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Theme. I hope that word is not overused, iconic. It is iconic. This was a great television show. And welcome back, Carter. I got John Travolta. We had got him going, basically. So what are we celebrating here, Chucker?
Yes. Back way back in the day, Welcome Back, Carter, which was a popular sitcom, which ran, I believe, initially Tuesday nights at 8:30 following Happy Days before Laverne and Shirley was created. Then they moved it, I think, to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. as an anchor program. Started in September of 1975, ran to May of 1979. John became a movie star when he was cast in Saturday Night Fever in 1977. Then he got Grease, so on and so forth, and the rest is, as they say, movie history. Although he's not one of those actors without big ups and downs. He had some big downs where his career completely stalled out. And then in 94, Quentin Tarantino cast him in Pulp Fiction as Vincent Vega, the hitman, and it revived his career, thus enabling him to do a series of $20 million movies for like a decade. So my favorite Travolta movie, Blowout, from 1980, directed by Brian De Palma, really character driven, an excellent film. I like it a lot. But he turned 70 yesterday, Doug.
Happy birthday to him.
Yes.
I was reading a story about the movie Harry, When Harry Met Sally.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the script. Did you know this? To a happy ending. He met the director, Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner
was talking about the planned ending, but he met his wife, or was making a film, it changed his whole attitude, and so he changed the ending.
Oh, cool.
To the movie that had his mother.
And that movie came out in 1989. Listen, that happens. I give you an example. Me and my daughter were watching Rocky Balboa. Right, and at the end of the movie, which I love that film, I think Stallone was like 58 or 59 when he shot it. So at the end of the movie, when he fights the boxer, it ends with a split decision, like the first film, right? And he loses split decision, although it's an exhibition fight. And I told her that there's an alternative ending that was on the Blu-ray you could watch on YouTube where he wins the fight. So we went and watched that out of curiosity. But the ending Stallone put in the movie where he doesn't win is actually the much better ending. I think that happens all the time. They tinker and test, whether the director or the test audiences. Yeah.
Billy Crystal talked to Rob Reiner about the ending because he didn't like it either. And eventually, Crystal came up with a dialogue that is how the movie ends. And a white sweater and jeans that he had at the end of the movie, his birthday, his 75th birthday, that's what he wore to his birthday party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. Yeah.
Listen, right. It's not to begin the film. It's how you end it that's the most important. You have to end it well. Because that's what people walking out the door
gonna remember.
The theater will remember the most. Is how did they feel when the movie ended, right?
Yeah, good idea, good ending, be creative, etc. So speaking of that, I looked at a couple of movies. I was thinking of one of the movies yesterday, last night, and I looked at this movie. There are two movies I looked at. The one that has from 50 Shades of Grey.
Madam Web.
It's
only two films that I looked at box office wise. They looked at six day opening weekend because Valentine's, these two movies open on Valentine's Day. Today's President's Day. 1 million in 6 days. That's a good opening. Madam Web did 26 million in 6 days. You know, it's weak. It's a little better than they said, but the reviews on Madam Web.
Not
pretty putrid. Yeah, I mean, that's going to hurt it.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.